She's on the line with us right now. The First Lady of the state of Indiana, Janet Holcomb, is on the line here. Good morning. How are you doing?
Well, good morning to Fort Wayne and 101.7. I'm doing great.
You know what? When I was trying to figure out what we should call properly address you, is it Your Majesty?
Absolutely not. No. No, my title is First Lady, but I am happy for you to call me Janet.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
So how are you guys holding up down there in the governor's mansion? What I see a Governor Holcomb on TV every day. He looks like he's holding up pretty well.
You know, the first week or 10 days of this was pretty stressful. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I feel like we've gotten into a routine now and into a group. So he's sleeping a little better and we're getting information back on a predictable and consistent basis. So
how interesting for him that he is running the state for something that hasn't happened for 100 years.
Yes, absolutely. Definitely something that that we had never anticipated and a complete surprise. So
now, Janet, you are I still can't get over
Mrs.
calling
Holcomb.
Mrs. Holcomb.
I like that, yes.
I'm sorry, but I mean, I got to call you Mrs. Holcomb.
Okay.
We know that you're in charge or helping by getting information out to people about resources and places that they can go. In fact, the government even has a special website to help people through the coronavirus pandemic, don't they?
Yes, we do. And yes, I was getting a little frustrated because I'm usually pretty active and staying home doesn't suit my personality very well. So I started bugging the folks at the governor's office about what I could do to help. So they put me to work. The main resource for the state, the main website is coronavirus.in.gov. And you'll find a lot of information there about various agencies and what they are doing. So that's the primary clearinghouse for information. There's also resources available. We know that there are so many people who are laid off right now or have lost their jobs. Unemployment resources are available at unemployment.in.gov. So that's really important for folks out there that might be listening. And this has also impacted small businesses tremendously. So there is a hotline to call for small businesses. That is 877-820-0890. And we certainly don't want anyone to worry about food insecurity right now. Mm-hmm. So if you need to be connected with a food pantry in your area, you only need to dial 211 and we will connect you with food resources near you.
Now, Janet, is there anything new you
can... Go ahead, call her Janet.
Is there anything new you can tell our listeners? And then the second part of my question is, what does First Dog Henry think of all this?
First Dog Henry has enjoyed having his mom and dad home a little bit more here recently. And the weather has gotten so much nicer here in the last few days. So we've been on a lot of long walks and just getting out around our neighborhood. So that's been fun.
We want to mention that First Dog Henry has like over 10,000 followers. This is a real big deal.
On what? On Instagram?
Is it Twitter and Instagram, right?
Yes, he's on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, and yes, he has quite a following.
All right. Well, look, if there's anything you need from us or you want to get the word out, you've got our super secret hotline number now, and feel free to call, and we'll cover this part of the state for you.
Perfect. Thank you very much. Wait, do I get to pick a song?
Of course you do.
You're the first lady.
Yeah. What would you like to hear?
Police, don't stand so close to me.
That's perfect. That is one of my favorite groups. You got it.
On Classic Hits 101.7, this is Indiana First Lady Janet Holcomb.
Jim, Carrie, and Angie in the morning. Classic Hits 101.7.